Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line, being joined now by Astro Hall of Famer. It is Astro Hall of Fame weekend over at Minute Maid Park this week as well. One of the greatest Astros pitchers in history, Roy Oswalt, joining us on the HRMP guest line. Roy, first thing I got to ask you, there was that story that you got shocked by a battery or something like that. You got 2 to 3 extra miles per hour on your fastball. Is that true?
That is true. I don't know about adding miles per hour, but it is true about getting shocked. I had some arm problems going, and I was actually working on a truck one day. I got shocked, and I never had another arm problem after that, so it fixed it.
Did you start throwing harder?
I wasn't really throwing harder. I was already throwing pretty hard, but you know, it's so funny because this story kind of grew over the years. Toward the end of my career, I started, you know, getting asked by different reporters when I got struck by lightning. And so it kind of grew from a battery to lightning, but it was a battery.
Hey, Roy, I'm curious. You know, you were a power pitcher and you were an effective pitcher. And whether a battery was involved or not, you were a very durable pitcher. Your thoughts on the way you almost handle pitching these days in the big leagues with kid gloves, the way from Jabba Chamberlain to Strasburg to all these guys that they think they're going to save their arm by doing things differently and way out of the norm, and then they end up getting arm problems anyway.
Yeah, I think everybody's different individual-wise as far as also, you know, upbringing and things you do, you know, growing up. This day and time, kids don't really play outside like we did growing up, you know, through the summer and different things like that. They're more of a indoor workout facility, specialized in one sport only. And I think that has a lot to do with it, especially the way baseball is now as far as year-round. They don't get a lot of breaks. And the regimens they're trying to do, you know, save this, save that, don't throw too many innings. Their preparations for us throwing a complete year, you know, 250 innings, they don't prepare themselves to do that. They're preparing themselves to try to go 5 innings a game, you know, try to make their 34, 33 starts, but, you know, only end up the season with 180 innings. You know, we looked at trying to end the season at, you know, 240, 250, and I'm getting to the 7th and 8th inning as much as we possibly could. The game's not wired that way right now. It's more of a get us through 5, and we got a bullpen guys down here that's going to pitch 6, 7, 8, and 9. But you still have some horses out there, you know. Verlander's an old-school guy. He'll stay in games deep. Kershaw will go deep in games. All those guys that came up, you know, early 2000s still have that regimen. But I think the new pitchers now are, you know, I think I heard a guy from New York. I don't know which pitcher it was. But his goal was to throw 32 starts and 150 innings. And I couldn't believe that. I'm like, why would you only throw 150 innings? That's only averaging 5 innings a game, yeah. You know, 5.5 innings a game. But I guess that's the way they, you know, they're thinking now as far as, you know, trying to be a starter in the big leagues.
Roy Oswalt, our guest on the HRMP guest line, you mentioned, you know, you were a throwback, certainly. And you mentioned Justin Verlander, who, coming off Tommy John, 39 years old, he had pitched in one game the last 2 seasons prior to this year, and right now he's the betting favorite to be the Cy Young in the American League. Watching JV from afar and being able to, you know, appreciate it because you did it yourself as well, can you believe the season that Justin Verlander is having for the Astros?
You know, I was thinking about it the other day, how good a season he's having. Verlander's always been a horse, you know. He's always going to give you know, a lot of innings, go deep into games. But I think if you actually ask Verlander right now about the type of lineups that he faces now compared to what he faced early in his career, he would tell you that there's a lot more holes in the swings now than it was when he first come up. I mean, the hitting style is different. Launch angle is kind of taking over the game, so they added that many more strikeouts. It's not a lot of guys thinking drive through the ball, hit the ball back at the middle. It's more, you know, launch the ball. So I think that's one reason his numbers are just as good as they were when he first came up, because it's hard for me to believe that he's 39 and you know, different, you know, have the same numbers as when he was 24, 25 years old, where his form was fresh. threw harder, probably had a better break and stuff at that point. But you could probably ask Verlander right now about the lineups difference, and he would tell you that the lineups, you know, in early mid-2000s was probably a harder lineup than it is now.
What about the rest of the Astro starters, Roy? You look at them, they're young. They obviously have a lot of talent, and I'm curious with the playoffs around the corner, with what you've seen of this team, how you'd set your playoff rotation with all the young arms and the surplus of starting pitching. And would Lance McCullers, coming off all those injuries, be a guy that would factor in?
Yeah, I mean, McCullers coming back, if we keep him on the field, he's a solid guy to have out there. He's a guy that knows how to pitch. His biggest problem, you know, lately has been, you know, being on the field as much as possible. But with him and Verlander, and then you got some young power arms there that's throwing the ball really well, I think they have a real good chance again. You know, I told the media, you know, a couple of years back that, you know, the Astros they've set themselves up to pretty much have a dynasty for, you know, 7 to 10 years with the players that they have. And every year they're right there at it. You know, if they're not in the World Series, they're, you know, one game, but, you know, in the playoffs, or one game, you know, getting to the World Series or winning it. So, you know, they got a great team all the way around. Still got the core guys, you know. Altuve is a great leader on that team. He keeps all the guys pretty much in line over there and reminds me a lot of Bag and Big Joe when I was playing there.
Yeah, the Killer Bees. It's Roy Oswalt joining us on the HR&P guest line, the man that sent a bunch of St. Louis Cardinal fans crying in the final game of Busch Stadium as the Astros got to their first World Series back in 2005. I'm curious because I had an uncle who played college ball, and he said, look, I loved playing it, but I didn't love watching it once I was done. It sounds like you still enjoy watching it. You follow the Astros, and if you do, how would you attack Yordan Alvarez?
He's got a great number. He wears a great number on the field. he's a good hitter. I haven't seen him a whole lot, but I've seen him some. He's a real disciplined hitter. He don't swing a lot of balls. All the way around, he's pretty solid. I've seen guys trying to do different things to him. And it's funny. He reminds me a little bit of some of the guys we face. He stands off the plate a little bit. You think he can throw it away, but he's got enough power to be able to hit it out center field. So, you know, there's a lot of places there that you think he can go that he still has power to. And then, there's a few holes I see here and there, but I'm not going to expose him on live air here.
Fair enough.
We appreciate that. Now, if you want to talk about Aaron Judge and expose him on those things, we're more than happy to listen to that. That would be outstanding. When you look at it and some of the things that you said, too, about the Yankees and the Astros and the Astros possibly being a dynasty, so far they've had the Yankees' number. Do you see any – how important to you would it be to have home field against the Yankees this year? And do you see the Astros as being the front runners in the American League?
It's big when you have home field. You know, you got your crowd behind you going in any time into opposing fields. You have to take the crowd out of it early, and if you let that team get on you early, it's hard to get the crowd out of it. And Houston, you know, it's always packed during the playoffs. Great energy. People love the Astros there. It was something that we tried to build early in the 2000s, and it just carried on, you know, all the way to now. And it's just a great place to play. That place gets really loud in there with the roof closed, and it would be big time for them to get home field advantage.
Astros great Roy O joining us on the HR&P guest line. Roy, there was the famous story that when the Astros got to the 05 World Series that Drayton McClain bought you a tractor. Do you still have Uncle Drayton's tractor?
I'm actually looking at it right now.
So it runs real good.
I've done so much work with this thing. It's been tremendous. It was a kind of a bet between me and the owner, Drayton, and we were 7 or 9 games out of first place at the time, and I told him that if I did pitch us into the World Series, that he would have to give me a. He had a D6 just like this, Caterpillar D6, and I said if I pitch us into the World Series, he has to give it to me. So we ended up buying me a new one. So it actually worked out better.
Roy, I'm curious with all the players from your era that are now managers and getting back into baseball and. And are you a guy that misses the game? Do you just miss the camaraderie in the locker room? Or is there a part of you that says, I would like to get back into it and get back to it on the major league level? Or are you good just saying, hey, you know what? I had a hell of a career, and I'm moving on to other things.
I'm pretty busy right now, but, you know, one reason I kind of got away from the game, I have three girls. I've actually got one graduating this year, and then my youngest is going into sixth grade. I wanted to be around. I was, you know, gone so much at the beginning of their life that I didn't want to miss a lot of stuff they're going to do. But yeah, I've thought about, you know, trying to get back in the game later. Once my youngest one gets into high school, I may look into something. I've had a few offers here and there to go, you know, help here and there, but I kind of want to stay around home, you know, for a little while longer until they get gone.
Well, I got to believe that someone would love to have you, and you know enough guys that you could get back out there, because some of that old school mentality might be exactly what some of these pitchers need. What are your fondest memories of a city that loves and just absolutely cannot get enough of Roy Oswalt from your time here in Houston?
Thank you.
Roy Oswalt, thank you so much for
no, Roy. But do you have any kind of out of the beaten path kind of fond memories of your time here in Houston and just your, you know, you brought, like you said, you guys brought them a World Series, you got them to a World Series, got them to places they hadn't been before.
Yeah, you know, the fans in Houston, they've treated me like family. Every time I go into there, it's like, you know, it's amazing how people still recognize me. You know, when I come into the airport or I walk down the street. I've got some really good friends there. Some of the guys I played with are there. Jeff Blum was working with Astros. Mm-hmm. Lance Berkman's coaching at University of Houston Baptist. There's some guys that's still there that I get to come in and see every once in a while. But yeah, the fans there in Houston have been great. You know, I couldn't ask for a better place to play. It's close to home. Just a great city all the way around. And like I said, I would love to, you know, get back into it at one point. Once my kids get a little bit older, I'd love to get back in Houston to do some things for them.
That'd be awesome.
Roy, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with us. Enjoy Uncle Drayton's tractor and enjoy being a dad to those girls.
Thanks, guys.
It's Roy Oswalt, one of the greatest Houston Astro pitchers of all time in the Astros Hall of Fame. And, of course, it is Astros Hall of Fame weekend over at Minute Maid.
Is it like the regular Hall of Fame? Do all the Hall of Famers come back this weekend?
I don't know. Should have asked them, I guess.
To kind of help?
Why didn't you ask them that? Well, why are you asking me that instead of the Hall of Famer?
Well, I mean, I was just thinking about that. I mean,
I don't think so, though. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because I saw on the telecast last night, their question was, who should be next?
Yeah.
You know, because I think it's Cedeño this year and Terry Poole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and they kind of, they downsized from the initial couple classes.
Should be Jeff Luhnow. Jeff Luhnow should be next.
I mean, I don't think as much as you put tongue in cheek, I think that at some point he should be considered for the way he turned the organization around, but I mean, there's some names. Someone said, TK said Daryl Kyle. Caminiti's got to be a guy you consider from that era.
Sure, yeah. Both of them would be very, very good. What do you have to say about the innings and workhorses around Major League Baseball and how that's a dying breed and Justin Verlander being a throwback? I want to dive into that. Also, he threw out that dynasty word talking about the Houston Astros and –